Well, hello and welcome to a few betting thoughts on golf events this weekend. We'll look at two events. The PGA Tour event is in the Sanderson's Farms Championship being played in Jackson, Mississippi. And of course, over on the European Tour plays what is essentially their flagship event outside of the majors, the BMW PGA Championship, which has moved from its traditional May date to this week. And brings it into line with several of the other events that are the big money events around this time of the year. So it's certainly a fabulous event being played at the Wentworth Golf Club just outside of London, and a really good, strong European field. Now that the PGA Tour season's over, there's no real reason for this event to clash with any of the PGA Tour events now that that season is over. So we see the likes of McIlroy, Casey, Stenson, Molinari, and a few other players that may typically be playing on the PGA Tour. They're free of those commitments and they're able to really support this event in the manner that it deserves. So let's start with the BMW PGA Championship. As I said, being played at the West Course, Burma Road Course as they know it, at Wentworth in Virginia Water, just outside of London. Rory McIlroy will start the favourite. He was second last year. He won it in 2014. Of course, he won the Tour Championship recently. He was second in Switzerland. His form is impeccable at the moment. He's playing well, but 650 is pretty short, I guess, and you've got to work out whether you think that that's good value, but certainly he'll start the tournament as the deserved favourite with Rory McIlroy. And Paul Casey won in 2009, quite a few years ago now, obviously 10 years or so ago. He's seldom played of late, this event that is, but he's done well at the World Match Play on occasions in previous years when that event was held here. And he is, as we know, in pretty good form this season, is Paul Casey. He'll be at $15, and that probably represents some good value. Henrik Stenson will start the event at $21. He's played sparingly of late due to injury issues, but he did finish third in Sweden a couple, two or three weeks ago. And when he has played, he's played very well this season. So provided he has no concerns with the injury, then he's a really good chance. He's finished third and seventh in his last two starts at this particular event, so he likes the golf course, or it seems to suit his game, and he's in good enough form when he has played for him to be a serious consideration this week at $21. Francesco Molinari has one of the really great records in this event. Six top tens in his last seven starts here, including a win last year. He is the defending champion. He was in that middle of that purple patch in 2018 when he won here, or at the start of the purple patch really, when he won this event 15 months ago now. He's at $29. His recent form is not so good, I have to say, and he's not played for over a month. One of the FedEx Cup playoff events was the last event that he did play, Francesco Molinari, but provided he's come back and ready to go, then his record on this golf course speaks for itself, and he's at $29. And one other player that I will mention is Matthew Fitzpatrick, who's been playing pretty well before what was a disappointing effort in Switzerland. He'd played well previously in Switzerland, but he's finished 8th and 12th in his last two here. And apart from that disappointment in Switzerland a couple of weeks ago, he has, as I said, been playing very well of late. So those are my players that I'll be keeping an eye on this week. Obviously McIlroy because of the fact that he is the favourite. Paul Casey at $15, Henrik Stenson at $21, Francesco Molinari at $29, and Matthew Fitzpatrick at $26 at the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth, just west of London. The PGA Tour event this week is again a relatively weak field. Many of the leading players just taking a chance to recharge their batteries after the rigours of the FedEx Cup playoffs. The Sanderson's Farm Championship being played in Jackson, Mississippi, but it provides an opportunity for some of the lesser lights. If a PGA Tour player can be considered a lesser light, Sung Jae Im has been playing very solidly of late. He was 19th, 15th and 11th in his last three events this year. He's missed the cut and his only start in this event last year, admittedly, but he's a much better player now, Sung Jae Im, and he's at $19. Lucas Glover's at $26. His recent form has been solid. He was 7th at the BMW Championship, a FedEx Cup playoff event just a few weeks ago. He was well back at the Tour Championship. I think he finished 29th there in the field of 30. But he did make it to that event, and just to make it to the Tour Championship was a significant achievement in itself for a somewhat resurgent Lucas Glover, the former US Open champion. He's been 14th and 5th at his last two of starts in this particular event, so suggesting he doesn't have a problem with the golf course here. And as I said, he's at $26. Corey Connors, the Canadian, is still in line for a President's Cup berth, it would seem. He's had a lot of solid finishes of late. He was inside the top 30 in his last five starts. He was seventh at the BMW as well. Just a few weeks ago, one of the FedEx Cup playoffs. He was second in this event this last year, and that's what appeals to me about his chances this week at $29. Corey Connors, the Canadian. Vaughan Taylor's at $41. A very good record here. Top 20 in four of his last five in this event. He had a few strong finishes towards the latter stages of this recently finished PGA Tour season, did Vaughan Taylor. And at $41, he probably represents some pretty good value at slightly longer odds. And the Australian Cameron Smith was 11th here 3 years ago. He opened with a first round of 63 that year. Nothing special of late, but not bad either. So he's on the verge of some better form, I think, Cameron Smith. And on a golf course where he produced that very low round 3 years ago here, he might be some sort of a chance. So those players, and again, I'm leaving out Joachim Neiman. I think maybe there may be a bit of a, perhaps a reaction to last week's win. He's a hell of a talented player, but he's in the field. But I'm looking at the likes of Sung Jae-im, Lucas Glover, Corey Connors, Vaughan Taylor, and Cameron Smith. In fact, Corey Connors and Sung Jae-im are two players that would... with a good finish here, could well cement a start at the President's Cup for their respective countries, Canada for Connors and, of course, Korea for Sung Jae-im. So that is the Sanderson's Farm Championship, being played in Jackson, Mississippi. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.